This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Joining me again, as it is Wednesday, is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, John Maloney. Good evening, sir. There he is. Good evening, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
All right.
One of those volume things. So.
Yeah. New headphones.
Have you unwound from the successful trip to Colorado where they are now getting faster?
Yeah, that was done pretty quickly. That's over with, and now I'm moving on to whatever the next thing is. And, you know, and I was thinking, and I commented on the fact that that we still have national reciprocity hanging out of there. And everybody seems to have their eye on other balls in the air. But, Bill, like you and I have talked in the past, we have a lot of things in the air. You know, we have a lot of promises that were made. And one of the first promises that was made was national reciprocity. And it's simple. And really, the bill has been there. It's been written. And nobody's brought it up for a full before vote, nobody's talked about it. And I started getting concerned when everybody's eyes kind of get off that ball. I thought for sure after the shooting that occurred in Arlington, Virginia, that would be the first thing on people's minds. And if it was something adverse to our rights and to our Second Amendment rights and values, certainly they would have been hearings and everything else would have been going on. But now when it affects us and impacts us, and it's just another brick in the wall proving why we need national reciprocity, nothing's happening, and everybody's forgetting about it. So we got to make the phone calls to our House representatives, to our senators, and we got to make sure they understand going into 2018 midterm elections that we're serious.
Now, my understanding is they have 200 supporters in the House. How many would they need to pass the House? 218?
Yeah, I think 218 around in there someplace. So it's right there, and it can be done. And even in the Senate, it has. I mean, you know, we have to strike when the iron's hot. It's hot because we elected these officials. We put Donald Trump in office. If we're pro-gun advocates for a lot of these reasons, we support his appointments to the Supreme Court for a lot of these reasons. And now the Supreme Court's another issue with Peruta, but we need to keep our feet on their throat and make sure we get what we elected them to do.
Right. I didn't really expect them to pick up Peruta myself. I kind of hope they did, but you know, let's let Kennedy retire. Maybe it'll circle back around another time or something. As far as national reciprocity is concerned, you've seen, of course, where, what's his name? Mo Rivers, whatever his name is. That representative that was there, instead of saying, "Well, we should go ahead and get national reciprocity done," he wants to do a carve out for politicians.
Yeah, because they're so special, and let them try to do that and see what happens come election time.
Right.
But it's just the fact that it's the mindset that these people are so much more special than you and I and your listeners. That's what's disconcerting. And you got to remember that, you know, we're all Americans. We're all people. We're all protecting the same Bill of Rights and Constitution. And he says this. And what makes him so special? And I guess that's part of draining the swamp, is these people have to understand that they work for us. And apparently they didn't get the hint. And so it's time for us and all your listeners to start ringing their phones and make sure they understand that we have certain demands and they're reasonable. There's nothing unreasonable about anything that we're asking for. In fact, they're protected by the Civil Rights Amendment. But they seem to ignore that. Peruta, you know, there's a better case out there for the Supreme Court to decide. They have to be so narrow in their issues. Maybe they're nervous, or maybe they're afraid what that might do throughout the United States, and particularly in California. But I'm still a little bit miffed and slightly confused about why they didn't take that and address that. That was a perfect opportunity for them. Not to expand our Second Amendment rights, but to clearly define them. Right. But I also understand that when courts, especially the Supreme Court, does things, they have to be narrowly defined in what they're doing. So maybe there was something in that case that we're not aware of that they didn't want to address, or it was going to let another genie out of the bottle. But I think you're right. Kennedy is going to be up. I think David Keene, the NRA past president, he kind of let that genie out of the bag. He's a friend of his about 2 months ago. And he said that the progressives are going to come unglued when it's time to replace him, because that truly will flip the court.
I don't know what they can do about it. I mean, they came unglued the last time, and I just wondered about that because, you know, it was the opening hand, and they threw every card they had in the mix, and, you know, they lost that hand. And now, of course, it's not going to be that big of a deal to pass the next one, because they'll just need 51 votes. But let me ask you this. You know, when Dianne Feinstein, back when they were bringing up the assault weapon ban, right, she made the statement that if she thought she could have gotten 51 votes, she would have banned them all. She would have said, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, right?
Right, right, exactly.
Now, so in the Senate, for national reciprocity, would we need 60 votes or 51?
I believe that the way it's set up right now, that the nuclear option is out there for everything we do going forward. Whatever happens in the Senate, it's 51.
Right.
You know, they set that up for us. We should unapologetically use that. They did, so why can't we? And we should smile all the way to the bank when we're doing that. We should enforce our constitutional rights. We should make sure that they understand that the Civil Rights Amendment and the United States Constitution means what it says. It's not any different than it was back in the 1700s than it is right now. You know, it's not some growing, breathing, living thing. It says and means what it means. It's simple. They want to try to heap a pile of progressivism on the Constitution? Come on, folks.
I've got a question in the chat room. We've got about a minute and 15 seconds for you to answer. What's the best thing to say when they contact U.S. representatives to get them to bring up a national reciprocity vote? Because he's saying so far they have not been willing to put the bill on the schedule for a vote.
We need to remind them that they ran on a platform of national reciprocity. The party did. They've said this over and over again, and we're holding them to it. We have the power and control. I want, as your constituent and a law-abiding gun owner, the ability to protect myself no matter where I go, because my constitutional rights and my civil rights have no boundaries. They're not separated by state lines, and they need to understand this, and we're going to remember, just like we did in the last election, we'll remember in the election coming up, because elections have consequences.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
It. Yeah. I'm sure they'll get out there and say, well, of course, there's Constitution Rep. You know, they'll have all sorts of minutia on it. We just have to stay
pretty
plain
with them. Until they get enough phone calls from us and they get scared. Because you know what we learned about politicians? No matter who they are, they don't want to lose their job.
There you go. We'll be right back. My guest is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org now.
You are ready.
Indeed you are. Joining me again from Second Call Defense, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You know, in training, in your opinion, in training, what is the prevalent platform everybody's trying to train on nowadays? And I'd be asking between a handgun and a rifle.
You know what? I think in firearm sales, I've bear this out over the past 3 or 4 years, and I kind of learned my lesson. My friends at the NRA bank was coming up, and 2 or 3 years ago, I thought everybody wanted AR-15s. It was after Sandy Hook, and I just thought that that's what they wanted. So I loaded my banquet up with the AR-15s. They didn't want them. They wanted handguns. And right. I truly believe still the platform is handgun for Mr. and Mrs. America, whether it's on a nightstand, whether it's concealed carry or in their car. So the platform that they're training on, I think, and based on the amount of people that always show up in my concealed carry classes and my friends' classes, are handguns. And certainly there's a lot of tactical rifle classes out there, but I think that the attendance pales in comparison to Mr. and Mrs. America, to their sons and their daughters getting trained on whether it's a 1911 platform or a striker fire platform or something. I think it's handgun far and ahead.
Now, saying that, you know, I've been for the longest time sitting around going, you know, I haven't taken a rifle class in a long time. Now, I go train with it, right? But I guess in today's age, it would do us better to train exhaustively with a handgun, wouldn't it?
I think it would, because from a short term, it's going to be self-defense and personal protection in the home. Granted, there's a Glock on my nightstand, and I have an 870 with an extended mag inside my closet 3 feet away. But right. I have a feeling, and I keep saying, I'm never going to get that far. I'm going to grab my handgun and forget about the fact that I have the perfect firearm in the closet to protect me, and that's a shotgun with double and triple out butt. But I think probably more, and so, and maybe we've been kind of brainwashed that way, and we don't talk about that, because certainly an AR-15 can be a fine firearm to defend yourself in a house with. And undoubtedly, you know, a shotgun of any caliber of any kind can be that good, but it seems like the focus is on handguns because of the utilities for us to train, become accurate, become proficient with those in the home, and then be able to strap it on and have a gun on the go as we walk outside. And I think that's probably where it comes from. But, you know, you and I both know that we should be proficient in all the firearms that we have, you know, right. Whether it's a shotgun or whether it's a rifle, that's the best thing for us. But I think the number one platform is the handgun.
See, the reason I'm asking this is that it appears that, you know, whenever I ask these tactical instructors around, I'll be like, I have this thing I call the ISIS welcome wagon bag that I carry with me everywhere I go. And it has a rifle broken down inside of it and a chest rig and all kinds of extra ammunition and, you know, trauma stuff and everything else. Except it's in the trunk. And I do have my handgun. And I do have 2 spare magazines for it. Whichever handgun I'm carrying, I carry at least 2. In the case, like down in Atlanta at the NRA, I was carrying 3 spare magazines for it. Because I was in, you know, I only brought 2 guns with me down there this time. I didn't come with the ISIS welcome wagon back. It was the first time I've ever gone that far without it. So I just came down there with a 10mm and a 45, which I thought would have probably handled pretty much anything I might have needed to use it on.
But keep in mind, it was only a 10mm and 45.
Say again?
I said, but it was only a 10mm and 45. It makes me smile when you say only a 10mm.
It was Glockzilla. It was the 10mm. It was that 10mm.
If you're not going to run when you see it, you're going to fall when you hear it.
Yeah. That is without a doubt. But, it will pretty much handle whatever it is, wherever it's coming from, whether it's got 4 legs, 2 wheels, it don't matter. But Yeah, that's to say I didn't carry a rifle. But, I mean, with these tactical instructors, what they tell me is that, yes, they're all familiar with various weapons platforms, as I'm sure as are you. But their plan is to take their pistol and procure some weapons in a really bad Nairobi-type attack, which I'm convinced we're going to see here. Now, I don't know when, I don't know where, but I'm convinced I'm going to see it here. Probably, if I had to make a guess where it's going to be, and this is horrible because my network is right up there, I would say the Mall of America.
You know, it's not a bad idea, and I'll just let you know, there's been some tweets and some information in the state of Ohio from ISIS-related folks saying, Ohio, get ready, we're coming for you next.
Ah.
I know those have been received from some police agencies, and that information's out there. But, I mean, Mall of America and soft targets like that, my God, it only makes sense. And I think probably I, like you, think if we're proficient with our firearm, with our handgun, well, hell,
right.
An AR-15, a rifle, or a shotgun is a walk in the park.
Right. I'm just wondering, do I need to change my training? Like, I don't do any real long-distance shooting with a pistol. And I'm thinking I need to start training to do headshots with a pistol much more prevalently than I do right now. I barely do that at all.
Well, so, you know what? I do failure stop drills, two to the chest, and then failure stop, one in the head. I think you're probably right. Probably a 20 or 30-yard or a 50-foot shot. Headshot is something that we should probably practice. Although in a general self-defense shooting circumstance, when it's a personal defense and we're attacked, you know, the rule of three can apply: 3 feet, 3 shots, and 3 seconds. But if we're looking at terrorism and we're looking at something else, we're probably going to stretch that out in range and distance and feet. And so I agree with you there, Bill. I think that's probably something. And God, it'd be great to have an AR-15 handy if that happens.
Yeah, but we don't get to, you know, especially in my state, there's no provision for that. No provision for that.
We don't get to choose the time or the space. Hey, real quick, armed teachers.
We got 15 seconds. 15 seconds. Let's pick this up.
In South Carolina.
No, not yet, but we'll cover that.
All right, perfect.
We'll cover that when we get back. Secondcalldefense.org. Go out there today. Join them today. Trust me on that one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. Boom. I do my own sound effects now. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. And now, you get to hear from the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. He rejoins me again. He asked me when we were leaving, when we were going out for break, if in South Carolina, if we have armed teachers. No, we don't. And you want to know the difference between us and Colorado?
Yes.
Well, in Colorado, I know the big thing was that there was already armed, you know, teachers were already carrying on campus. That's not happening here. No. That's going to be a major chore to get that here.
There was contact made from some folks in South Carolina. And they said, hey.
We're losing you for some reason. You're breaking up on us.
Is that any better?
It is right now.
Yeah, it is right now. We got some contacts from some folks and some trainers in South Carolina that stated, hey, you know, we're already out there kind of doing this training for people, and we'd love to bring faster. We want to train faster. But I'm thinking, yeah, you can train faster, but you can't bring it to the schools yet. It's going to take some legislation. And along the legislation line you know, in Pennsylvania, they were working on it for 2 years with Jim Irvine and myself. We testified to some of their Senate leadership 2 years ago. They just passed basically armed teachers in the Senate.
Okay. Are you still there? Did we just lose him?
Can you hear me, Bill?
I can hear you now, yeah.
All right. It seems like with all the media attention, it's becoming the norm much more than just the exception to want to have our children protected by firearms in the schools. Because let's face it, you know, how naive can we continue to be in the age of terrorism when bobbies are being chased around by one man with a knife to know that the only way that we can truly protect ourselves is with a firearm?
Yeah.
And I think everybody is starting to get it. And certainly they're getting it in the United States, have been getting it for a while. But based on the international attention that FASTER has been getting, I think they're all starting to get it. And they understand that, you know what, with the way our world is right now, we need that. We need someone to take care of that.
Yeah, I'm here in South Carolina, it has been proposed. But the difference here is going to be that, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but most local politicians, for the most part, they don't seem to own a television. They don't know what goes on beyond the border. They have no idea. Now, they go all kinds of places beyond the border, but they don't ever know what's going on beyond the border. So coming here, which I think it would be a great idea, schools in South Carolina are gigantic affairs, but if they were to get armed teachers, I believe it is the Purdue Institute for Homeland Security or something like that, possible scenario to have would be to have armed teachers and resource officers combined in a school. That would happen here because we have resource officers in schools.
Oh, absolutely.
So that would be nice.
That's what we got to remember.
Nice to
it's a layered effect. You know, it's going to take locks on doors, but with the knowledge that that's going to slow people down, with the knowledge that there's resource officers and there's armed staff inside the school to take care of things when they get in, because you cannot keep them out. That's one
right.
thing that sure, and Sandy Hook proved that. And, you know, and it seems strange because, you know, when I think of South Carolina, I would think that everything would already be in place. I always thought of South Carolina almost like Texas until
no,
we were talking.
No.
And then I was surprised. You think about your politicians, and you've had some strong-willed people down there, and it's kind of surprising that that you still have some work to do on Army teachers. But, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Grossman says one thing at the end of every seminar he teaches: it will happen again, and it's going to happen again. And I'm hopeful that it happens again in one of our faster-trained schools. So everybody understands.
Yeah, it won't go very far, will it?
That our kids deserve the best protection. And there's a law coming out in Colorado that says, you know what, schools, if you don't do everything you possibly can to protect your kids, you know, you're going to be liable. And that's a pretty big thing.
Let me ask you this. With a faster school, in the case like with Sandy Hook, the first little gaggle of people to die was all, you know, the principal and some of her administrators that worked with her because they all rushed him. Is there something in place at the front end of a school to, in a faster school, to alleviate that, to be disruptive for that kind of a goal of an active shooter?
Well, certainly it's up to each individual school, but we regularly train force-on-force cases where it starts at the front desk. It starts when the person tries to get into school. It starts when they say, I want to see my son. Well, you know what, sir, you've been divorced and you're not allowed to see your son. Or I want to see this person, and that's the way it always starts out. And that's a common scenario that we have. So, yes, that training is available because, you know what, the front door is oftentimes where it begins. And then anywhere throughout the school, the other people are there prepared to act. You know, you have hunters, and you have people that are going to stay in their rooms, and they're going to protect their kids if the worst happens in the room. So, yeah, you know,
right.
that's available, and that's something that's kind of common because most likely things are going to happen at the entrance when it happens. But if you look at Sandy Hook, he had to get in somehow when he got in around that area. But also, you have to be cognizant of the fact that no matter how hard we think our schools are locked down, I've walked up to many schools when I've been invited there to speak during the day, and people have doors propped open in the hot summer days. You know, a man dressed in a suit that walks up to the front door, they're going to be polite and they're going to let him in. And this has all happened to me where, you know, and then they told me how secure their school is. And I, you know, and I had the opportunity to say, well, let me tell you just how secure your school is. And it was one school in downtown Columbus, Ohio. You know, they had everything you could possibly have to keep the threat out, except you had doors propped open for hot weather. You had nice, kind kids letting me in the front door, walking through an area where there was probably 300 kids waiting to get on school buses. And I walked up to the administration counter and said, hey, I'm looking for Mr. Smith. And they said, well, sir, right up on the second floor in room 232. And I got up there and wasn't stopped.
Yeah.
And that happens everywhere in America. But now we're starting to get educated and faster training and training throughout the United States. It's being more common than not. It's being talked about. The media is spreading, and everybody understands that this is something that needs to be done. And Colorado is, I'm hopeful, the first stop in many, many other states to come for faster training or faster light training. Got to get it done. Got to get it in there. And we have to stop thinking that it can't happen to us, because we know it can happen to us. It happens to us every day. We just, you know, with the hundreds of millions of Americans, we're just not in the right spot, but some of us are.
Yeah. Let me get you a hold right there, secondcalldefense.org. Go out there, join him today. You're part of an activist group that just happens to give you legal defense if you have to use your weapon in a self-defense situation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Back in the mix, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Joining me again from Second Call Defense, the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. You know, as we're looking out there right now, I'm wondering, are we going to see a new category of self-defense where we're going to have to defend ourselves against Democrats?
Well, God, it certainly seems like it, doesn't it? You know,
yes.
We talk about that we got to dial down the rhetoric, and now more and more and more the progressives, the peace-loving progressives, are threatening to kill us, to burn us, to torch us, to do everything else you can imagine.
Right.
And, you know, these same people have effigies of our president beheaded, and then make comments and statements. So, you know, something has to happen. And when you have Ted Nugent come out and say, hey, this has to end, we got to dial this back.
Right.
You know, it's gotten pretty bad. And, you know, and I respect Ted Nugent for making those comments. And he said, you know what? I'm at fault for doing that, but no more. I can still be the same passionate defender of my beliefs, but I don't have to go so far as that to ask Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama if I can say this and suck them on machine gun.
Well, now let's talk. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think we can say whatever we want. I do not think sitting back and taking the high road is necessarily the smartest way to go, simply because these guys don't care. They're not going to look at that and say, well, of course, the Republicans have taken the high road, and once again, we've given up our moral high ground. We must go reclaim that. That's not what they're thinking. That's not what they're going to do. And
yeah,
how long have they been doing it? How long have they been doing it? And they're not owning up to it. I mean, after the shooting at the ball field, they were out there saying, well, you know, Scalise, who was it, Joy Reid, she was out there going, Scalise, you know, you got to look at his life. You got to look at what he was.
Well, and that just goes to show you, they never let a tragedy go unused. And
yep,
they've been doing this for as long as I can remember, and probably for as long as you can remember, and they get away with it. and media lets them get away with it. I tweeted, I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday morning, because I was watching the news, and I heard all the Democrats, all the progressives, Schumer, oh, my God, this health care bill is going to kill people. 25 million people are going to die. And I'm thinking, oh, Jesus. And I started thinking, well, wait a minute. I'm going to die potentially from a lot of things, but my effigy is not going to say, I promise you, he died of health care. It's not going to happen. So folks, just quit being used and quit being stupid, because, you know, that's not going to happen. They just try to scare us. The progressives do this over and over again. And all of a sudden, a shooting by a madman who set out to kill Republicans is suddenly our fault. That's like blaming the rape victim. We got to stop letting them get away with it. It doesn't make any sense. And you know what? We got to stop being Apaches, and you're right. Taking the high ground doesn't work for us, because we've been too good to get in the dirt pits and get in the mud pits with these people for a while. It's time we throw down and wrestle with these folks for a while and make sure that we can educate the rest of the United States that, you know what, we're good people. We're not what they say we are, and we've had a terrible time getting our message out there.
Well, I still, you know, I wanted to have, when Ted did that, I was like, alas, I'll never be able to have him on again.
No, you can still get him on. I mean, the Motor City Madman is still going to be, you know, locked, cocked, and ready to rock, Doc. You should get him on there. He just has he's just going to not really so much take the higher road, but he's not going to swing his machine gun out there in front of everybody to make a point. And right. Certainly, you know Ted like I know Ted. Verbose, yes, but he's an intelligent man, and he can lay it down and make everybody understand. And I think I've told you this before. Every year at the annual meeting of the National Rifle Association, Ted would speak generally on Sundays. And I would go there every time, because his 45-minute presentation would recharge me for the rest of the year, would make right. me leave there and get in the pits and be willing to get beat up again. So, we'll see what happens, but you're right. We need to stop turning the other cheek and educate our people and make people understand that, you know what, we already spoke to ballot box, because Obama said this over and over again. I won the election. It was a mandate. Well, how much bigger of a mandate can you get than Donald Trump being elected as president of the United States?
And then get more votes when they do the recount.
Yeah. Don't you love that? Let's have another recount.
Sure. I don't know. I'm just sitting back and I'm looking at this, and I see no need to be conciliatory in the House of Representatives. I think I'd be out there going, well, you know what? This is not going to keep us from doing the government's business. And just to show you how serious we are about self-defense here in these United States, let's us take up national reciprocity right now, because apparently, you know, if you go to a ball game nowadays, you might get shot while you're practicing. So we just can't have that. I mean, wouldn't it make sense to go bold right now?
It makes 100% sense, and that's what I'm saying. The progressives will jump on things like this, every tragedy. Well, that's our tragedy. Let's jump on it, and let's get national reciprocity. And around the same time, you know, when you brought up Faster in Colorado, I was just reminded of the fact that Faster Colorado, they already have their next one, maybe two classes filled with teachers.
Right.
But you know what? They need money. So we, us law-abiding citizens, us gun owners who care and love our children, we got to go to FasterColorado.com, and we got to get on there and donate $10, $20, or whatever we can, sponsor a teacher, because the way we get that out, the way we change the hearts and minds of America is that we protect our children and we make everybody understand that we're doing the right thing, just the same way that people need to understand that we live in a different world and in a different America. We need national reciprocity. The gun owner in America is the safest, most law-abiding citizen in America. Let us be there for everybody. America, we got your back, and we always have.
Yeah. I just, I keep seeing this stuff, and I'm just not a conciliatory person when people are getting it. I have a real problem with non-combatants getting attacked wholesale. I really do. If somebody wants to come up on me and rock, it's been a long time, but, you know, I know how that song is played. So, okay. But these guys, most of these politicians, they're not Sergeant Rock. They've never been in this kind of a situation before. So anyway, we're going to run out of time. We could go on about this.
We could run out of time real quick, but I want to remind you and everybody else that the reason why we listen to Bill Frady is because we know you're going to kick the doors open. So don't be conciliatory. We're going to tune in and we're going to hear that you're locked, cocked, and ready to rock, and that's what we need, Bill. So don't give up. Because what you say every day has an impact.
Yeah, that part of it, that part is the fun part. But the part where I'm having to fight our side is sort of getting old. Now, Second Call Defense, for those of you out there that are not familiar with Second Call Defense is a unique company in that as soon as, if you pull the trigger, they pull the trigger. If you are a member, they pull the trigger on your legal defense. That means money is paid immediately. That's getting you out of jail. That's getting your lawyer immediately. That's getting you to, you need a little psychological counseling after you, have a little self-defense action in your house or something. They got you covered. Need your carpets cleaned? They got you covered. Need representation in a civil case, criminal case? They got you covered. It is money immediately. If you ever have to use the money that you're going to save and the money they're going to pay out is going to dwarf whatever you pay in it. If you started today and if you were 20 and you started paying in it today, if you passed away at 80, if you ever have to use your weapon in self-defense, you're going to get paid back way more than you've ever put into it. That's why it's worth doing. That's why it's worth having. And we'll be talking about this again next week. So thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Bill Frady, it's an honor and it's a pleasure, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Roger that. All right, we have hour number 3 coming up, and when we get back, the rant, the politically incorrect rant shall continue as we celebrate what it means to be an American gun owner, looking at all the facts and all the malfeasance of government that is out there on the fruited plain. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.